With us now, let's talk to Andrew Hubbard, Deputy Chief Executive of Citizens Advice Bureau, because today we're going to be discussing ideas for Christmas on a budget and the support that is available if you're struggling. Kia ora, Andrew. Thank you for being with us.
Kia ora, Susie.
We were just talking earlier that this can be a really hard time of year for a lot of people for a lot of reasons.
Absolutely. Christmas is, you know, it's always a time where kind of stress often culminates, and I think people are finding this year particularly hard. So, you know, looking at the sort of clients we're getting into our service at the moment, you know, I think you characterise a lot of people as, you know, having really low resilience, both financially and also emotionally as well. We were really noticing the way that clients are, you know, are much quicker to get frustrated and upset. And, you know, that's, you know, the combination of the last 2.5 years of uncertainty and, you know, all of that kind of builds up. And when it comes to a time like Christmas, often that's kind of a key point where there's a lot of pressure on people. And so, you know, from our point of view, it's really about thinking about making sure people are aware of the support that's available to them, as well as, you know, ideas for trying to reduce the stress as much as you can over this period of time.
Yeah, I think I've been seeing quite a lot of bits and pieces about people saying, you know, try to rest and try to, you know, not feel you have to be doing things every, you know, last moment of your time at this time of year. It's hard. And of course, this is the time of year where a lot of extra spending, certainly people feel that they have to spend an awful lot of money. Financially, it's been a hard year anyway for an awful lot of people. And I mean, it's a real pinch point, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. So this year, you know, it's been a hard year for a lot of people, you know, and obviously the cost of rent, cost of living, concern about mortgage going up, you know, we're seeing a lot of people are struggling financially, and already, you know, in the last 6 months, we've really seen quite a few people who are having to cut back on their discretionary spending, you know, and the last year has been, you know, the number of people needing help around accessing food banks across the social sector has been a real concern, and a lot of that's about, you know, that's a place where people can cut spending, even though it shouldn't be a place where people can cut spending. It is for some people. And so, you know, a lot of people are struggling financially. And I guess there are a couple of key things that we'd have in mind around that. One is do just reach out and make sure you're getting all support you are entitled to. You know, we regularly see clients who might be able to access things like the accommodation supplement or working for families or a disability allowance. Mm. And a lot of people who are working don't necessarily realise what their sort of entitlements they could have. And so it's really easy to reach out to either someone like us or a budgeting service and just check. So if you're really finding things tight, there may well be some support you don't know that you're entitled to. So it's definitely worth reaching out.
Yeah, that's definitely good advice because, like you say, this time of year often is time when people are trying to manage their budget to buy Christmas presents or food for Christmas or, you know, summer holidays, anything like that. If people are in a tight spot, what advice would you give people if they're thinking about trying to get some extra cash potentially from banks or from loan sharks? You know, it's pretty crunchy territory out there, isn't it?
It sure is, and you know, particularly with, you know, rising interest rates and things like that. I mean, our advice would be, well, look at ways you can make Christmas as low cost as possible rather than trying to find ways of increasing income through a loan shark. Or even, you know, we're quite concerned about what this month might look like in relation to buy now, pay later. Obviously, a really popular way of purchasing things, increasingly popular. And, you know, buy now, pay later works well for some people. But what we're seeing is it's really easy for people to end up with multiple buy now, pay later purchases and then struggle to meet their obligations under those. So, you know, our focus would be on looking at, well, what can you do to maybe make your costs lower? So it could be, you know, things like buy off Trade Me or, you know, your local neighbourhood social media group, you know. What could you get for presents that are cheap? You know, there are lots of really good bargains out there that are secondhand. Or it could be about things like, you know, if you've got young kids, swapping toys with other families in the community. So it's thinking, well, what can I do to reduce the cost rather than looking at trying to get income through some of those other means.
Yeah, I like the idea as well of, you know, maybe a secret Santa. So everyone gets a present, but it's not that everybody's having to buy a present for everybody
else. Exactly. Not only does it reduce cost, but also stress as well of, you know, having to find a present for everyone, you know. So I think ideas like that, and, you know, it's about maybe thinking about, well, what can you do to keep Christmas simple as well. So, you know, can you have a potluck so that, you know, you're not responsible for making everything? Or could you make it a picnic? Hopefully, fingers crossed, if you're in Wellington. or, you know, go to the beach. Or just look at ways of reducing stress. And I guess one of the other things that I really want to emphasise is that there is lots of support out there in the community for people who are feeling stressed. And, you know, if you are feeling like, you know, things are just a bit overwhelming, you can always reach out to us. Sometimes actually just talking through something with someone, you know, although we provide, you know, really good information and support and advice about, you know, practicalities, it's also sometimes just having someone who will listen to you and, you know, sometimes just a sounding board. So, you know, if you are feeling that, just know that there are people in the community who want to help.
Absolutely. And, you know, talk to your friends as well, because it's one of those things that this time of year, people do get very busy. People get real caught up in what's going on. But, you know, like you say, keeping it simple can be some of the best ways. And I have to say, some of the best presents that I've been given are things that people have made, or someone saying, you know, here's a gift voucher for, you know, I'll come and do some gardening for you, or something like that, which is actually a really lovely, you know, heartfelt present, actually.
Yeah, absolutely. So totally go for ideas like that.
Yeah, and lower cost, much lower cost. So you mentioned, obviously, that you are around some charities as well that are around that are able to help out at this time of year.
Yeah, there are a whole range of charities that can help with things. Obviously, there's budgeting services if you are feeling the pinch financially. There's a whole range of organisations that provide free Christmas events and dinners and things like that. And so you can avail yourself of those. Or of course, you can. One of the things that, you know, is a really nice thing to do with Christmas is to get involved in one of those organisations to help other people as well. And that could be a really great way of, you know, making Christmas meaningful as well, as to actually contribute your time or if you do have some extra finances to donate to an organisation like that. I think it was International Volunteer Day yesterday, and it was, you know, there's just so many volunteers around the country who are contributing to the community, including, of course, all the CAB volunteers who do an amazing job. And so there are people out there in the community doing a lot of great work to support people.
Yeah, because certainly giving back, if you have the means, if you have the time, is hugely valuable to so many others, isn't it?
It is. And it can make Christmas particularly meaningful if, you know, you can see the contribution that you're making to help other people who might be going through a tough time.
Well, thank you very much for your time today. Thank you for talking to us and for some really good tips there. That was Andrew Hubbard from Citizens Advice Bureau, the Deputy Chief Executive there.